my guest is Eric Potter. Eric, how you doing?
Doing all right, David. Good to see you again.
Good to see you here in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, this is my first time in Alabama.
Me too.
Really?
Like it.
It's a long way to come. Tell me what you do.
I'm a software developer for Aptera Software in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and a Microsoft MVP for .NET.
Great. You were telling me about a tool that you've been playing around with, a web testing tool.
Yes. So one of the tools that we've started using in our organization pretty heavily is this tool called Canopy. Canopy is built on Selenium, so it allows you to drive browser testing by emulating what a user would do with your website and then being able to make sure that your site is responding the way that you want to.
It's built on top of Selenium?
Yes. So okay. Selenium is the underlying technology. Selenium provides the browser plugin. It provides the communication pieces. And Selenium is a really nice tool in terms of a technology. It gives you really robust control over the browser experience. You can have a lot of confidence that what it's doing accurately represents how a user would use your page.
Okay. What does Canopy add to Selenium that gives it value?
So as nice as the technology is in Selenium, it's hard to write Selenium tests. Not impossible.
You know, we should probably back up. Tell us, what does Selenium do?
So Selenium is a tool that allows you to write scripts so that you can test your website. So I can write a script that will have a user navigate to a page, enter some information, click on buttons, click radio boxes, whatever your user might do with your web.
These are user interface type tests.
Right.
Actually emulating an actual human being with a mouse and a keyboard interacting with your application.
Yes, these are automated.
They're automated.
They're automated integration tests. So you can test your web solution as your user would be using it.
Okay. All right. And Selenium's been around a while.
Yes.
But Canopy adds something to that, and that's what?
Yeah, so Canopy allows you to write tests in a way that is really terse and really to the point.
Okay.
So I don't have to have a lot of ceremony. I can just simply tell Canopy what I want it to do in a very few lines of code, and it does it, and it's really nice.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's show some of the code on screen here. I know you've got a screenshot of it right here. Bring it on over. Our viewers are looking at this right now.
All right.
And walk me through these lines of code and what it's doing in Selenium, because there aren't very many of them.
No. So what we've got here on the first couple lines are the statements in Canopy. They're essentially using statements if you come from a C# background. And those bring in the dependencies that we've got.
Okay.
And then, as you'd expect from that next line, it's going to start an instance of Firefox. I could also start Chrome. I could start other browsers if I wanted to. In this case, I'm going to run all my tests right inside Firefox.
All right. Pretty readable so far.
Then I'm going to define a test, and the title of the test is going to be Taking Canopy for a Spin. At that point, we're going to have the only bit of this that is going to be a little bit odd. And this is how you define an anonymous function in F#.
Okay. It's odd if you're not familiar with F#.
Yes. If you're coming from a C# background, this will be new to you.
Okay.
But it's simple enough to remember that that's how you define the function. And the only other piece of F# here that you need to know is that F# has significant white space. So everything else in the test method is there because it's at the same indentation level.
Okay.
From there, it gets really straightforward. I'm going to navigate to google.com with the URL command. It works exactly the way it does, or the way it reads. On the next line, I'm going to use a CSS selector to find the text box, and then I'm going to use this less than syntax to put the text cheese into that text box.
Okay.
I want to simulate the user pressing enter, so I will use the press enter command. That will submit the form. And then I just want to make sure that the title is whatever I expect it to be. In this case, I'm not actually asserting the title. I just want to print it out so I can see and have a record of what it would be. So that would write it to the console.
All right. So this whole thing is written in F#, and this tells me that I have to write my code, my test code in F#, correct? If I'm going to use Canopy.
That's correct. Now, there's not a lot of F# that you have to know. Everything that you're seeing here is about the extent of what you need to know to get started with Canopy. You have to, when you start your Canopy test suite, it's going to be an F# console application. But for the most part, if you don't want to learn F#, you don't have to. You could write 100 tests that did meaningful things, that validated real things in your web application without knowing much more about it than just this.
Okay, so this pattern will be repeated a lot
in
your Canopy test. And I think I interrupted you before you had a chance to answer this. What advantages of that, if writing tests like this with Canopy, over just simply using Selenium itself?
So you could certainly do the same thing in Selenium. The big advantage here is the cleanliness of the code. The code that I use to do this in Canopy is very readable. It's very terse. There's not a lot of ceremony. I can get right to the point. You know, when I'm writing integration tests, that's taking away from my development time. And so I don't want to spend a lot of time writing those out. So the fact that I can go into Canopy and get value quickly and easily is a real big value add.
Okay, well, how would this test look if I wrote it in Selenium?
So if we were going to do the exact same thing in Selenium, it would look like this. Now, there's nothing wrong with this code. It's actually Java code. But there's just much more that I have to do. I have to instantiate an HTML unit driver. Instead of just finding a web element by a CSS selector, I have to call driver.findElement by name. And, you know, it's not as readable, and there's just a lot more to it.
Okay. All right, so, fair enough. Are you using this in production? Are you testing with Canopy on your web applications?
We are. We have several applications right now that have Canopy tests that allow us to, you know, quickly validate cases. We will often use this before we deploy a site. You know, a developer will use this to make sure that his changes haven't broken anything else, so we can automate a lot of our regression testing. You know, a lot of our Canopy tests are not terribly complicated. You know, maybe just going to each page in the application and running through the happy path. But that allows us to do regression testing in minutes, not hours.
And then what? How do you automate that? So you write the tests, and then you have a bunch of them, and you want them to all run one after another. What are you using for that?
So, as I mentioned, Canopy, the solution in Visual Studio, is just an F# console application. So you have an executable that you can run. You know, you can kick it off just by double-clicking on it, or if you wanted to have some kind of automated process.
I wanted to be a part of my nightly build. Every night at midnight, I want to run my 200 user interface tests.
So that's not something we're doing right now, but as long as...
I think that'll be a common request, though.
Yeah. Because it's just an executable, if you wanted to have it as a part of your build process, it would be easy enough to integrate that.
I see.
And you'd have to, you know, just inspect the results in the morning.
Okay. Maybe could you write them out to a text file then or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's also an option to get the results in an HTML document. So
okay. So you're just doing printfn there, but in that case, I'd want to push them out to something that would be more persistent than that.
Yeah, and Canopy has the built-in ability to have a nicely formatted results document.
Okay. And of course, I want to send a message to everyone who broke the build, and maybe even an electrical shock to their chair when that happens, which I could write in F#.
There you go.
All right, cool. How do I get started using this tool?
So you go into Visual Studio, and you create a new console application in F#.
Okay.
From there, I'm going to use NuGet to pull in the Canopy package. And that is all I need to do from the coding side. The NuGet package for Canopy will pull in the dependencies it has on the Selenium drivers, so those will be pulled in automatically.
All right.
The other piece that you have to have installed is the browser plugins in for Selenium. Firefox actually comes with the browser plugin installed by default. So you generally don't have to do anything else. There's an easy download for Chrome and IE and Edge that will allow you to work with those browsers.
Is that from the Canopy site?
It's actually from the Selenium site.
Okay, that makes sense. Excellent. And then are there resources online for people to learn more about this?
So the best place to get information is actually on the GitHub page, which is maintained by a guy who goes by Left-Handed Goat.
I like it.
His real name is Chris Holt, and he does a good job of providing support. If you go there, you'll see all the different assertions that you have available. There are a lot of, you know, I showed where we were just kind of checking that the title was what we thought it would be. But you could do a lot of things where maybe you want to look at an HTML element and just check to see if it's displayed or hidden. Mm-hmm. Or maybe want to see how many items are displayed in a list. Maybe we want to make sure that text is anything but, you know, the error message.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of different things you can look at. And if you go out to the GitHub page, they're all documented.
Yeah, and you mentioned before we started recording about a diagnostic mode.
Yeah, so one of the big things in writing automated tests is a lot of times the code will change, and that will give you a test failure, not because the software is wrong, but because your tests are now wrong.
Right.
And one of the things that they did in Canopy was put a lot of effort into helping the test maintainer know what it's looking for. So I can define my test using the quadruple ampersand instead of the triple ampersand, and that tells it to put it into this diagnostic mode. At that point, when the Canopy test is running through its steps, in the browser, it will highlight the HTML element that I am selecting with my CSS selector. So I can sit and watch as it's executing and know what it's looking for.
Hmm.
And it will also display in the lower right-hand corner the CSS selector that it's using. So this allows me to kind of see in real time what the browser is doing, why it's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It also helps me identify timing problems, because sometimes you might have a test that is trying to validate an element that hasn't been loaded yet.
Right.
And so you can see at what time it is starting to look for that element.
I see. Excellent. Anything else you can share with us about this?
So the one thing that I will say is that Canopy is in F#. It's F# code, but you don't need to know a lot. But one of the really great things about it is that if you want to use more of F#, that full F# goodness is available to you.
Okay.
So if you want to have data-driven tests, mm-hmm. you could use F# type providers, which are fantastic. You know, if you know all the nice, amazing things you can do with F# are there if you want them.
Okay.
But you don't have to know F# to get started. And because F# is a .NET language, if you have C# code that you want to reference in your Canopy test, you can call into that pretty easily.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I could just create a library in another project.
Yes.
In C#.
So yeah. If you had a class library, you could just reference that from your Canopy test.
I like that. Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you. Had a great time here in Huntsville with my friends learning about technology.